You're listening to audio from 102.5 The Bone.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. Oof. Bad look.
Bad look indeed. Lizzo. We talked about her, too, earlier today. Lizzo.
Please don't tell me she's got monkeypox.
No. No, never.
Oh, thank God.
Never. No, she's
sweet,
safe.
Sweet Lizzo. Good.
Well, she had a new song that came out. I'm sure it's great. I haven't heard it yet. But
oh, it's great. I like it.
You have heard it. Okay.
Yeah, man.
Well, she was being dragged by disability advocates on social media on Monday, or this was actually last week. Lizzo responded.
How strong are these advocates, Will, that they drug Lizzo?
Oh, well, they're just a bunch of them on Twitter.
So, I mean, they had to physically grab her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Really strong. I guess she used an ableist lyric. Her statement comes after social media users canceled her for the lyric, quote, "Do you see this S? Am I even allowed to say it? Because they cancel it out in the story. They cancel out S, and then the S is visible in the story, and then they cancel out the H, the I, and then the T is visible, and then they do I'm a S, P, crossed out word or letter, Z. Do you know
spaz?
What I'm saying?
Hey, you can say spaz.
Whoa, 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 you can't say that.
What are you talking about? That's not that's not an offensive term towards anybody.
Oh,
a spaz.
It is. It is.
People have been called spaz all the time.
Well, people have found
you're spazzing
it
out right now.
It doesn't matter if it's fake or not. Some people claim that they're offended by it.
I'm not stopping it. I'm keeping it.
They had so she said that it's been brought to my attention that there are or is a harmful word in my song Girls. G-R-R-R-L-S? I haven't heard it yet.
Shouldn't she be more, I don't know, concerned about the horrible spelling of her song?
Wait, is it girls? Is that what it is?
It's offensive towards people with learning disabilities.
I mean, I'm sure somebody's probably thinking that out there. Or they're
some
having
dyslexic
like, oh, that's a
person.
Good idea, Johnny B. I'm going to harass her for this.
Do it. I should start a campaign.
She said, let me make one thing clear. I never want to promote derogatory language. As a fat black woman in America, I've had many hurtful words used against me, so I understand the power that words can have, whether intentionally or, in my case, unintentionally. She said, I'm proud to say that there's a new version of Girls with a lyric change. This is a result of me listening and taking action. As an influential artist, I'm dedicated to being part of the challenge change that I've been wanting to see in the world.
She don't care. She don't care. Nobody cares about that word.
Spaz.
S-P-A-Z. I've never heard anybody complain about that word.
Why wouldn't they, though? Because other people are upset about other words.
Yeah. Now, if you're using it against somebody that has, like, cerebral palsy or something, you go, look at you.
Nobody does that.
Look at you. I know they don't.
Just much like, you know,
the R word.
The dreaded R word. Yes. I know that one. People are very sensitive about that
one. Yeah.
My problem, with not using it, I would never call somebody with a disability that word.
Right.
And I understand.
Nobody says it to people with Down syndrome or even around people with Down syndrome. Usually, I understand they can hear it like on a movie or something like that, and it would, and they could be sensitive to it, you know, but it isn't used usually in an attack towards somebody with the problem.
The problem with the, you know, not using it is it does have a slur use, okay?
Sure.
Yes, that is true. Also has a scientific use. And
right.
it's a word in a dictionary. It's a term. Language is meant to communicate certain things. Mm-hmm. So when a certain word is banned, when somebody says that you're not allowed to say this word anymore, people go, okay, well, how do I get around that? I'll just use a different word. But the different word means the word, the original word that's banned.
So it's offensive.
So it's not offensive. Now, they can always come back. Well, this word's offensive. There's always coded language that you can use, which mean the same thing. I mean, if you go on Twitter, there's certain words that they just use for other words that are terrible words. You shouldn't say these words. They're not a nice thing to say.
Nope.
But people are still going to use them because people have to communicate with each other, yes, whether you like it or not. I understand you don't agree with it, but people still need to communicate with each other. So they'll speak in code if they have to in order to communicate. You can just make a different word mean that word. It's a Swiss Army knife, the English language. It's very concise.
We used to have a secret. We had a secret language when I was a kid that we would use around our parents that they didn't know what we were talking about.
Right.
And it was so stupid. We would just add the word K to the end of each word. And my mom could not figure out what the hell we were saying. And we would say anything. My brothers and I would do that. My brothers, James and Tim, we had the K language. And it was so stupid that she couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, Will K, me K, you K, go down K, 2K, butt game, get K, some K, beer K, maybe K, pick K, up K, some K, girls K,
kind of like a pig Latin type of thing.
Yeah. But we're just literally adding the word K to the end of the word. And she'd be like, I don't know what you're saying, but I know it's not good. I'm like, man, Mom, if you can only break this code, it's pretty easy. Yeah. If they banned every word in the English language, and they're trying, we'll learn a new language. We'll have to.
You'll just make up other words. So instead of saying the R word, people go mentally handicapped, or probably some people use spaz or something. So
I didn't know that was what spaz was. I thought spaz was just like somebody that has like the shakes or something.
Spaz, it's according to the story, is an American colloquialism for the term spastic, which means something much more offensive in the UK, as Lizzo learned the hard way. And the U.S. spaz is commonly referred to slang for going crazy or freaking out. However, in the U.K., the word is considered a highly offensive epithet. I can't say that word. Epithet?
Yep, you got it.
Aimed to disparage people living with cerebral palsy. So it is worse. That's another thing, is that there's certain terms. If you say, I heard that in French Canada, in Quebec there, if you say... like their curse words are things that you see in the church. So if you say chalice or tabernacle, that's like the worst thing. Yeah, that's like saying the F word. And it's just something that's used. It's a holy piece. So you're not allowed to say certain things.
Okay.
But it's different in different cultures or whatever. But, you know, this is what happens when you start with one word and people go, okay, I won't say this word. It never stops. It always keeps going. It keeps going, and it gives people with not really any sort of authority, low-status individuals who demand that you change your language because it's offensive, and then when you do it, it gives these low-status individuals power. And low-status people tend to not just go, okay, we're good here. They want to keep going because they want to take over. It's a rush to get I can make people change their behavior. I am powerful after all. So that's why I put up a fight with these things, because, you know, words mean something and they're very important. We shouldn't just ban words.
Right. It's context. And people, it doesn't matter anymore. Now, I'm looking at the lyrics for this song, Girls, which is spelled G-R-R-R-L-S, which is grrrr. Now, the word, you know, spaz is in there. But the first line of the song, would you like to hear how the song starts?
Please.
This is from Girls.
Is it clean? Could I play it on the?
You can find clean, but I can read it. It's as eloquently as I can. It says, bitches, hold my bag, bitch, hold my bag. Do you see this S? Hold me back. I'm here to knock somebody out. Yo, where my best friend? She the only one I know to talk me off the deep end. So, in the first set of lyrics, she's referring to women as bitches.
That's offensive. Some people would find that
completely inappropriate.
Uh-huh.
Then she's telling somebody to hold her bag, right? Which is demeaning somebody. Now they work for her. You know what I mean? Hold my bag. Then she's saying, hold me back. I'm about to knock somebody out. She's condoning violence, Will.
Mm.
In a time right now, in a culture where violence is at an all-time high, turn on the news. It's violence everywhere. And we don't need to be promoting violence in our popular music. But here she is. And the next line, because that's my girl. We codependent. If she with it, then I'm with it. Yeah, we tussie. Mind your business. Zuzu, Zuzu, Zuzulu. That's my girl. We CEOs. And dancing like CEOs.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God. This whole song should be canceled, dude.
I'm going to try to, this is just a clean version.
I'm bothered by it.
Let's try to play it and see. Hopefully it is.
Super triggered.
Oh, this is the, and Girls, I guess, comes from the Beastie Boys sample.
She just stole the Beastie Boys sample. Go ahead, take it.
Hold my bag. Hold my bag. Do you see this? I'm about to knock somebody out. Go with my best friend. She the only one I know to talk me off the deep end. Cause that's my girl. We codependent. If she with it, then I'm with it. Yeah, we tussle. Mind your business.
What? You can't just make noise.
I don't
noise.
Know what that is.
That's what you know I do what when I walk right around there? My house.
You know what she did right there?
Filler.
She spazzed out, Will. That's what she did.
She sure did. I wonder.
Good God.
I wonder where the spazz in this song comes in, because I wonder if it's, you know, edited out of this song.
Dude. The song sucks.
Wait, what was that? Was that the one? Let's spazz it up.
Hold on to me. I gotta get that. I'm stuck on Zuzu. Where my girls at? Where with them both? Yeah, no, she said let's F it up.
Oh, okay.
In the song. Yeah. Oh my God! Wait till you hear the next line. After the chorus. This song's about girls fighting other girls. What?
She's singing about cutting off a man's penis.
I'm reading it.
I find
as I'm listening. It says, I'm a go Lorena Bobbitt on him so he never F again. No, No, you can't F again, bro. That's offensive.
I want to see if Spaz is taking out of the clean version.
We're lopping off wieners.
You can't F again, bro. That's my girl. We codependent. If she with it, then I'm with it. Yeah, we tussle. Mind your business. So.
That's my girl. Those aren't words.
That's my favorite part. So. Hello. She's
what
like,
is
you got
to
have something there. You got to have something there, Lizzo. And she's like,
you're a talented lady. You don't have to do that.
Oh, she does, though, apparently. All right, ugh. We got about less than a minute left here.
Who's dancing like a sea? We about to burn in bowls. Let's f*** it up.
They've already edited it out in this lyric sheet that I'm reading. They took it out. I can't find it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's no spaz in here at all.
Interesting. So
maybe that's the zoo.
Maybe it was. She's like, oh, crap. Now I got to fill something with this. You're right. It probably was that.
She would just go with spaz.
But in this context, now maybe it was people that were upset with her that lived in the UK. But in this context, in America, it means we're going to freak out.
She's talking. This whole thing is about her and her friends fighting and beating ass and chopping off ding dongs and everything else. Like, I don't understand. And you know what I wish? I wish her and her fat friends would bring this noise to West Tampa or to Nuccio Park and fight a group of those girls, because they would whoop her ass badly. You know?
It's just so weird that the. Spaz here is what's getting people
that's the offensive
up.
Part.
Yeah, that's the offensive part, which
I'm
is bizarre.
I'm a Lorena Bobbitt you.
But it means
God.
Different words mean different things, too. Like, the same word could have a different meaning based on the context of where it's at. Like, why are we entertaining this? Why did she
this
go,
is why
what are you
we have
about?
Woke news. Look, this is why we have it.
She should have said, I know she's in Hollywood and she doesn't want to ruffle any feathers or anything. She's
course,
just trying
yeah.
to keep that money coming in.
Playing so a game.
Like, change the lyric. Yeah, I don't give a crap.
Yeah.
Change the lyric. I don't care.
Sure.
Nothing off you know me. She probably didn't even write the song. But it's just like, if you had any sort of you know artistic license, you'd be like, no, it's not offensive. Look, here's the definition of it. Here's mm-hmm. how I meant it. Bye, yeah. and then go away. And then they would go find something else to be mad at. But instead, uh-huh. they go, all right, I'll just go.
You're like, look, we need you to take that word out. I know we're limited on words. So if you could just sound like a stupid idiot for a few times during the song, just make like a noise, you know? Like, sounds like your mouth's farting in a weird way.
You're listening to an original 102.5 The Bone Podcast.